Welcome to Current Sports. As always, I'm your host, Al Martin, and due to the trades concerning the Pistons and Tigers yesterday, we had to push our trivia day from yesterday to today. That's right, we dissected the major moves made by both Detroit teams, and thanks to everyone out there that weighed in during yesterday's show. So now, today is the day I put my 1-0 record on the line against Alex. Here we go, people. Trivia day starts now. Oh man, did you get goosebumps? I have goosebumps. I got the bubble guts. I have all of that right now. That music was off the chain. Welcome to Current Sports. It's the end of the month, so you know what that means, right? That means it is trivia day. That's right. Here on Current Sports, we recap all of the latest guests, or the past guests, excuse me, and stories and events that occurred over the show and in the sports world, and we quiz each other. That's right. Alex Sharg and I will go at it. Matt is the trivia just genius here who will be relaying the questions. We have Aaron Young, who's done a great job production-wise with this show, and Mike Corey, of course, will also be facilitating the entire show, and this should be fun. This should be fun. First of all, Matt, first of all, guys, how are you guys feeling? You guys nervous at all?
I'm
asking you, Al. Are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
It's about to be on like Donkey Kong.
I'm wondering, before we start, is there any handicap, any kind of...
Nope.
Supplement that we can work out. I haven't been here for Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm not aware of some of the guests and some of the information.
Here we go. See that, man? See, you're a bad production.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm facing the best, the greatest, Jordan. So
I did win last time, so I went. This time you redeem yourself. This is fun stuff.
Round one. Here we go. In a move that surprised just about everyone, college basketball lost one of its brightest young coaches when this Butler head honcho left for the greener pastures of the NBA's Boston Celtics. Alex, it looks like you got that.
That's right. It's Mr. Brad Stevens.
That is Brad Stevens. He won 160 games in six seasons and was frequently rumored for bigger college jobs. He was the third youngest coach to lead his team to a 30-win season, and he went to back-to-back national title game appearances. Of course, Alex, you are right. It is Brad Stevens.
My mama knew that one.
Here we go. Bonus round. Here we go, Alex.
Let's go.
This is NBA free agency. See how much you're paying attention. All right, this point guard has bounced around the league in his brief career, spending time on five NBA teams before recently signing with his sixth. A three-time NBA dunk contest champion, he played quality minutes for the Chicago Bulls last season in the absence of Derrick Rose. He had a memorable performance against the Brooklyn Nets, scoring 34 points, including 23 in the fourth quarter, to help erase a 14-point deficit to lead his team to victory. Who is the newest Denver Nugget?
I believe it is Nate Robinson.
Oh, God.
You are correct.
Man,
thank you, Aaron.
Already, I'm
Nate. I like the sound. I like the sound.
Yeah, we got some sound effects this time. We're up in the production values here. All right. Question two of this bonus round. While a certain big man stole many headlines for leaving the storied Los Angeles Lakers, he wasn't the only one in the exodus of SoCal. This often controversial forward originally stated he intended to play in China or pursue his interest in arena football.
Man.
He chose instead to play for his hometown New York Knicks.
Lord.
Arguably more famous for his in-crowd transgressions in 2005 than his title-saving shot in 2010, who is this very likely crazy swingman?
That is Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace. That is
correct. It's not on our test.
You know, NBA is my thing, and you're getting all of the NBA questions.
All right, we got one more. Here we go. Question three, bonus round one. In one of the stranger moves of NBA free agency, this big man left the Atlanta Hawks for the Milwaukee Bucks, where he had previously played in the 2004-2005 season. The Bucks, a team in total disarray, already have several players in his position, but decided to sign him anyway. He has career averages of 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per game, but you'll never confuse him with an all-star, even though he's not afraid to mix it up. After a 2009 encounter with former Celtic enforcer Kevin Garnett, a writer nicknamed him Balboa after the lead character in the Rocky series. Who is this Georgian big man?
It's a tough one.
Oh, see, oh yeah, really you guys thought they were all going to be easy.
I think Al knows it. He's got his head down.
No, I don't.
You said this is a former Atlanta Hawk that was signed with the Bucks.
Correct.
Now, and there's no penalty if I guess, right?
You're free to guess. It is your bonus question. Go for it.
See here, that's a tough one. Forward from the Atlanta Hawks. Who could that be? You know, when I thought forward, and I thought Milwaukee Bucks, 7 points. Sounds like Yee. Is it Jean Lan? Is that his name?
That is.
I know. It's not my guess. I was thinking. Okay. That's what I thought.
We're gonna give you a five count here. Okay. On time.
Man, I have no idea. I'm just gonna guess. Luis Scola.
Luis Scola is incorrect. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Al, chance for the steal.
I'm stumped on this. I tell you what. Okay. He's old.
You know, he's getting there.
You can't say that. What? He's getting there. You can't tell him that.
That's if he's old. I mean, are you
it's
old?
A hint. You can give hints.
All right.
He's getting there. I'm not going to go either way.
And he's with the Bucks.
He is now with the Bucks.
Now with the Bucks. Used to be. Was he starting?
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Is he a local kid?
He is from Georgia.
Oh, no, he's not a local kid.
Country, not the state.
Wow. Okay.
Georgia, the country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what threw me
off.
That's
why you got to ask questions. That's I still fine. Don't know it, though.
You're right, though. I was thinking Georgia, the state. I was thinking.
Woo. Is he an all-star? Was he an all-star?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Okay. There. I don't know.
Not even close. Is.
Dude, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have idea who that is.
All right. No guess. That is incorrect. The correct answer, Zaza Pachulia.
Oh, Zaza.
Oh, Zaza. My homie, man.
My man.
Hilarious.
Zaza.
Hilarious guy. Yes. All right. Let's recap. Let's go back to a toss-up. All right, so everybody get your hands ready for buzzing in. We have, here we go, round two. This media personality stole the show at the 2013 ESPYs when she received the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Let's go, baby.
All right, Al Martin rings in.
All right. Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts
is
correct.
She's an inspiration.
Very nice.
I almost cried saying that.
You nailed it. Longtime SportsCenter anchor, moved to Good Morning America, publicly battled breast cancer, raised awareness, supporting efforts to fight the disease. She's a modern-day broadcasting icon. Robin Roberts is correct. All right. Let's move into the bonus round.
Bonus, baby.
Here we go.
Give me some NBA. Woo, NBA. Yeah, come on.
You missed the NBA by that much. Right. Lucky for you, you get this section is called Obscure Sports Quarterly. So we're going to go Obscure Sports.
Okay.
I like it.
Here we go. In a bizarre story this month, two NFL players raced a cheetah as part of National Geographic Wild's Big Cat Week. Both players are regarded as elite NFL speedsters, with one recording the fastest time in NFL Combine history and the other holding NFL records for punt return touchdowns and combined kick and punt return touchdowns. Name at least one of these speed demons.
Beautiful. Chad Johnson, Devin Hester, I can do you one better.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now hold on.
Hold on.
Now hold the phone.
What? Hold the phone. What'd I do?
Whoa.
Al, you got Chad a little excited Johnson. There.
I got
Chad
it wrong.
Chad Johnson.
Oh, Ocho Cinco. I got to be that correct?
No, he changed
it.
He changed it back.
It is not Chad Johnson.
Yeah, it's not Chad
Johnson.
No,
he changed it back. No, Chad
it is,
Johnson.
It is the fast Johnson. Chris
Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
No, I got. Oh, what am I doing? But I got to say Devin Hester, though.
You did say Devin Hester.
So that.
You know what?
But you said get one of them.
I did say get one of them. I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh my!
I'm
Jesus.
Really, I'm
what
really
is
sorry,
wrong
Alex.
With me?
I'm really
what
sorry.
What is wrong with me? Oh my!
Get a hold
it's
of yourself,
early.
Man.
Disaster averted.
Man. Wow,
Chris
that was,
Johnson.
Wow. I. Whoa. That was good.
Skinnier teeth.
That could have been bad.
If I was in, if I was in a worse mood, if I was in a worse mood, you wouldn't have gotten anything there. But feeling generous.
All right.
Plus, I don't know if you're going to get this next one.
But,
all right.
Here we go.
So, Chris Johnson and Devin Hester, they, of course, raced the cheetah.
Thank you, Jesus.
No idea when
that'll air. Chad is in a much different place, Al.
It's true.
Yeah, he is.
That's true. No, right. There's no cheetahs in
jail. No cheetahs. You're right.
In
I was,
jail briefly.
What am I doing? All right.
All right. Here we go.
Woo.
Question two of the bonus round. While Joey Chestnut breezed to his seventh straight title in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, he wasn't the only one who went streaking. This 100-pound woman won her third straight women's title by eating 36 and three-quarter hot dogs in the contest. Her nickname, well, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Who is it? Who won?
Who is this 300-pound woman?
100-pound woman.
Oh, 100-pound
woman. She is 100 pounds.
Wow.
She ate 34 and three-quarter hot dogs, beating Juliet Lee by three-quarters of a hot dog.
Actually, that's who I was going to guess as Juliet Lee.
I don't know. How do you know? How would you?
Well, I know Juliet Lee because I believe she competed with the men. Actually,
they all compete with the men.
Yeah, but
they just keep them differently.
I think Juliet Lee 2 years ago was like the one to be rumored to beat Chestnut. She was.
Wow.
I remember 2 years ago I was watching.
Well,
it,
this person was definitely mentioned. I'm sure along the same lines as Juliet Lee.
And I have to guess her name.
You do. I'll give it to you if you can get her nickname too.
Her nickname.
Mm-hmm. This is tough.
I have no idea what her nickname is. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need this.
Perfect.
Her nickname, I have to get her nickname. If I just get her nickname, I get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I'll give it to you.
I'm going to guess a nickname here.
Okay.
She's 100 pounds?
She is 100 pounds. Possibly not even human, because she can eat 36 and three-quarter hot dogs.
That's unbelievable. I'm going to call her this nickname. I'm going to give her this nickname.
Okay.
I'm going to see if it just matches. The human garbage disposal.
You know what? She should probably be known as that, but that is incorrect. I am sorry, Alex.
What is it?
What do you got?
Wait, Alex.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna go with the nickname too. I'm gonna go with. Let's see here, human garbage disposal.
That was terrible.
Well, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
I mean, it's appropriate for a competitive eater.
It is.
I'm gonna go with the Martian.
The Martian. Also incorrect. Thank you, Aaron.
May I take a stab at this?
You may.
I was going to say the belly.
The belly. Another good belly. One. You guys should really just start coining nicknames for people. It is actually Sonya the Black Widow Thomas.
The Black Widow has Sonya nothing to do with a hot dog. The Black Widow?
The Black Widow.
That sounds like something from the Blair Witch Project or
something. Well, you know what? When you're eating 36 hot dogs, it's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary stuff.
That's right.
All right, let's move on.
You're right.
Question three of this obscure sports bonus round. Okay. This decorated Olympian has recently been trying to break into a new sport, but it's safe to say it's a work in progress. At the American Century Championship, which is a celebrity golf tournament, he finished second to last, beating only comedian Larry the Cable Guy, and losing to the likes of Kevin Nealon, Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin on The Office, Ray Romano, Sebastian Janikowski, and Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You know when you're losing to Brian Baumgartner, it's bad.
It's rough. You're in a dark place. Yeah, absolutely. One can assume that his date to the ESPYs, the Golf Channel's Wynn McMurray, won't be letting him forget about it anytime soon. Who is this decorated American swimmer?
And this is golf.
Just gave it away.
Oh.
Played golf.
Boom shakalaka, Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
If you didn't see say swimmer, correct. I don't think he would have.
Oh, I would have got it because I remember Aaron gave me this tip. We were talking about Michael Phelps, and he showed me this crazy putt that he made. A redonkulous putt. And Aaron actually said that he's actually trying to become a professional golfer. So that was my first guess. I actually have it written down on my paper, Alex, right here.
Ooh.
Boom.
In your face, Alex.
In your face.
All
baby.
Right. Okay, I like it. Good job,
right.
Al. So that's 2 out of 3. You just missed that 20-point bonus.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sonya Black Widow Thomas.
Black Widow Thomas.
Okay.
Black Widow.
Here we go. Toss-up number 3, gentlemen at the ready. Here we go. While another free agent stole more headlines, this new acquisition may mean more to his new team. Now preparing to play for his third team in 3 seasons, this Olympic gold medalist is teaming up with the Splash Brothers on the West Coast. A one-time All-Star,
He's got to answer the question.
Did Al answer?
Al did answer.
Fine.
What'd you keep going?
No, I'm done. I'm gonna shut my mouth right now.
Splash Brothers.
The Splash Brothers.
Out in where?
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast. I buzzed that way too.
See what you did here, Al.
Man, he's teaming up with the Splash, bro. This NBA.
NBA.
And this is NBA. The Splash, bro. I've never
Man,
heard of Splash,
you are going to hate yourself when I read the rest of the question.
Really? On the West Coast.
It really gives it away.
I know Alex likes jumping the gun. I did not want to. He's teaming up with the Splash Brothers.
He sure is.
On the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the West Coast? I'm trying to think. What teams are on the West Coast?
NBA teams? A lot of teams.
Man. Okay, can you read up to what you stopped at?
Okay. All right, so he is a new acquisition for free agency. May mean more to his new team. He's now preparing to play for his third team in 3 seasons, and he's an Olympic gold medalist who is now teaming up with the Splash Brothers on the West Coast.
Okay, and this trade happened in July?
Yeah, he was signed, I guess, in July.
He was signed in July.
Although officially, I believe it was a sign and trade eventually.
Oh, don't give that away.
Sign and trade.
That's easy. I know.
Splat. Who are the Splash? All right. Can you talk about Splash?
Aaron, we're going to have to cut him off in about 5 seconds.
Give me 5 seconds.
All right.
Bum, bum, bum.
The Splash, bro. Who the heck are the Splash Brothers?
I really threw him off.
I think the five. I think the five
I think
is
that
gone.
Five is done.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Rough. Okay. Oh, and man. The rest of the question, a one-time All-Star and key departure in the exodus of the Denver Nuggets. Who is the newest Golden State Warrior? Oh, no. Alex.
Thank you for finishing the question. Let's see what happens, Al.
Gosh,
the answer is Andre Iguodala.
That is
that
correct.
That is ridiculous.
Andre Iguodala.
Oh,
very nice, Alex.
Thank
very
you.
Very nice. Patience. Wow. It's a virtue.
Yeah. The sign and trade, I thought, gave it away. The sign and trade.
Who are the Splash Brothers?
Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson.
Nice. I did not know they were named this.
They're wet, man. They're wet from deep.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's a pretty fresh nickname.
Al, what are you doing, man?
But it is a nickname. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
bonus round 3. This one is titled Athletes and the Law.
Ooh,
could have had about 5
Get
bonus
wrong,
rounds
baby.
Made up of this. But we'll start out here. Okay. In the most facepalm-worthy story of the month, this Florida Gator was arrested for reportedly barking at a police dog and resisting arrest. While the misdemeanor charges were dropped shortly after video evidence showed the player not really doing much of anything, we will always have the quote, the dog barked first.
Dog barked first.
Who is this rough linebacker?
Rough linebacker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Florida, you fooled me for a second, because Florida Gator, there's another guy in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It
oh,
might
yeah.
be that one. it might be.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, you know what? I don't know. When you said Florida Gator, I was ready to buzz in right away.
Right.
I was going to say, you know who.
It's two of them.
But there's two of them. Man, I don't know if I know him. What, oh, can you man. Say what team he plays for or played for?
He is a Please. Florida Gator.
Oh.
Current. Oh, yeah. Current. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's about 5 of them.
Now, if he gets it correctly, does he take over the bonus questions for the round?
No.
I don't?
He just gets that one.
Who made up that? Did Aaron make up that? Aaron, you make up that rule? Okay, I'm about to rock bottom somebody. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, man. Actually, I think I know who it is. Can't put my finger on it. No, you know it.
I don't know it.
You don't? You sure? That might be reverse psychology there.
It's about 8 of them.
Man.
All right, I'll pass it over to this guy.
Okay.
This guy with the Arnold palm.
Pass. Here we go, Al.
Ready?
What do you got?
Antonio Morrison.
That is
man.
Correct. Nailed it. Al, for the steal, that's 5 points.
Boom.
Nicely done, sir.
Shaka-laka.
All righty. Let's go back to Alex. Here you go. Get ready.
All right. Let's do it.
One of the latest in a long line of NFL players arrested since the Super Bowl, this New England Patriot is making headlines for all the wrong reasons. Convicted in February for a felony assault of a police officer for a 2012 incident, he recently violated his probation when arrested for suspicion of DUI on July 11th. While his transgressions aren't as severe as former teammate Aaron Hernandez, he has nonetheless contributed to the Patriots' PR summer of discontent. Formerly a standout at Nebraska, who is this struggling Patriot?
Nebraska's. Oh, I actually do remember, because I remember we were talking about how great he was at Nebraska. I think we were talking about that on the air.
I don't know. I can't remember. Where are we? I don't
that
remember
smirk
that.
Out. he's a. I know he's a cornerback. One of the bigger. He's one of the greater shutdown corners.
I'm not going to speak to his skills on the field.
What is his name? Do I get a half a point for getting the position?
You will get nothing for getting his position.
I don't know. I got to pass it.
Oh, man, he passes. Oh. Al, to you.
Man, it's like I remember the story. I did the story over the air.
I know. Of course.
And the name.
I know the name.
Is escaping me. It's a short name. Real short first name, real short last name, and it's like I want to go with something Jones or.
You sure he played corner? I don't know.
Huh?
Oh man, Alex is trying to get in.
He's trying
to get
in my head. He's trying to get in my head. I'm going to block it out. Like I'm at the free throw line.
It's hard with the purple. I told you.
All right, we're gonna give you 5 seconds here.
Okay. I don't know, man. Chris Jones or something?
Chris Jones is incorrect.
Oh, my gosh. This is bad.
Alfonso Denard.
Oh, my goodness gracious of life.
I believe the cousin of Darquez.
I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
Possibly. I don't know.
I wrote down because I was thinking, because I knew it was a corner.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Devin McCourty.
You wrote Devin McCourty.
Why did I say
also
two
incorrect.
Short names? That's totally wrong.
Yeah, I didn't want to give it away. Okay, here we go. Alex, you're back up. Question 3. In a story that seems to go back and forth every day, this Ohio State Buckeye has been suspended indefinitely for an altercation at a Columbus nightclub.
Thank goodness.
Reports initially stated the Buckeye struck a woman at the club, but in the days since the suspension, reports have emerged, both confirming the altercation and denying his role in it entirely. A favorite to start in the OSU backfield, this bruiser, no pun intended, rushed for 970 yards and 16 touchdowns in 2012.
Before I answer, we're doing a lot, is this specifically college athletes in trouble? Because all of these have been college so far.
Well, no. Denard is a Patriot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Patriot.
Yeah, but this is Carlos Hyde.
This is correct. Carlos Hyde is the right answer. There you go.
Save me.
Yeah, so you get five. Man. You save five there.
Right, what's this? We get a score update.
Let's get a score update. Mike.
Alex is leading so Ooh. Far with 35 points. Al is trailing at 25.
Oh, close.
Okay.
Close.
It's a 10-point game. That means, this next toss-up could
huge.
Tie it.
This is huge.
Okay.
Don't jump in too early this time, Al.
Nope. I'm gonna listen and just take it all in.
You definitely don't want to jump in too early on this one. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Toss up number 4. This NBA sharpshooter showed his accuracy extends beyond the hardwood in this month's American Century Championship. We're going back to that celebrity golf tournament where he finished 4th. After struggling with injuries 2 seasons ago, he rebounded with career highs in points and minutes per game. And in the last game of the season...
Are we stopping?
Oh, we did stop.
Al buzzed in.
Al, you are so quick to the draw here.
Oh, man. I think I got it.
Okay.
Read up to that point one more time.
What was the point?
what point did Al start?
Per game. Points per game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had career highs in points and minutes per game.
You can start from the beginning.
That's all you get.
That's all I get.
He finished fourth. He finished 4th in this tournament, but I don't know how that would help you.
Celebrity golf tournament.
Yes.
Young kid, right?
NBA sharpshooter. That's all I'll say.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is
boom.
Correct.
Because he golfs. Steph Curry golfs. I remember that.
And the rest of the question: in the last game of the season, he broke Ray Allen's record for most 3-pointers in a season before erupting in the 2013
Splash
playoffs.
Splash Brothers.
I was trying to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Who
a
played
Splash
well
brother.
In that celebrity golf tournament? The only NBA player I can remember to play well is Steph.
So. Steph Curry. There you go.
All right.
She certainly did better than Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's move over to bonus round number 4. This section is all about the ESPYs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Get it on now.
One of them, you're not going to get it. Okay, here we go. One of the few athletes not in attendance at the ESPYs, this decorated Olympian was subject to one of the better jokes in host John Hamm's monologue. Quote, Usain Bolt proved that he is the fastest man on land. Michael Phelps proved that he is the fastest man in the water, and this athlete proved that he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He won 5 medals in London, and only 2 of them were damaged when he tried to find out if there's chocolate inside. End quote. The American, who recently starred in his own reality series, has won 11 Olympic medals in 3 summer games.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is Correct.
Easy.
I remember that joke. I do remember that joke. I had to dig for that joke. I'm like, when you first said it, I'm like, whoa, who is that?
It was a pretty good one, though. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Can we all agree that the Olympians we all mainly know are Phelps and Locke?
No, I know a few more. Allison Felix and track star. I know. Okay. I can name a lot of track.
Okay. So. Okay. Here we go. Well, let's see if you get this one's the real test.
Okay.
Okay. In one of the more unheralded awards of the night, this athlete won Best Female Golfer at the 2013 ESPYs. A seven-time winner on the LPGA Tour, she won the 2011 Kraft Nabisco Championship, which is her lone major, and held the number one ranking for 4 weeks in 2013. She was named the 2012 LPGA Player of the Year. Who took home the ESPY?
Man, you're talking about female golfing?
Female golfers.
Oh, man. I have no clue.
No clue.
I'm passing.
Is that an official pass?
That's an official pass. All right. I have no idea.
Alex, the ball is in your court.
It's in your court, man.
I have no idea either, man.
Female golf.
Is that the one we're not
going to
get?
That is the one that you are not going to get.
Yep. Mike, you want to go? Yeah, we're all just.
Okay, the answer. Stacey Lewis.
Oh,
I feel like an
that.
Upset over NB Park because NB Park is dominant. But we're moving on. Okay.
That's wow.
Question 3 of the bonus round. Al, back to you. Whew. Though the ESPY for Best Male Athlete was unsurprisingly awarded to LeBron James, the list of nominees was stacked. On a list that includes 3 MVPs, including LeBron, and the most decorated Olympian in history, all 4 nominees took home at least one ESPY.
Easy one.
Which of the nominees won the fewest ESPYs in 2013, only snagging one?
I know this one.
Alex is confident that he knows.
You're confident you know this.
I know this.
He only snagged one. So LeBron, of course, you got Adrian Peterson was in that mix. How many of them was it?
4.
4 of them. There were 4 of them.
And actually, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, don't help him out anymore. Yeah.
Michael Phelps was in there. Right. I think. Okay. Phelps. I'm counting Phelps in there. And it was one more. Miguel Cabrera. And the fewest. Who won the fewest out of those 4?
Yes.
Miggy took home best baseball player, Adrian Peterson. It had to be, when you look at it, when you really stare at it, and you examine it, it's between Phelps and it's between Adrian Peterson. So, Phelps or Peterson? Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is...
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Incorrect.
Is it Phelps?
Love the sound effect. Okay.
That was great.
The correct answer.
Wait. This is Alex.
It's Alex. A bonus.
Oh, yeah. You do get to steal it, don't you?
Oh, wow.
Whew.
I almost gave that one away. Talked it out and gave it to you.
Go for it,
Michael
Alex.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, yes.
I knew this.
Is Miggy?
It was Miggy. He only took home best MLB player.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yep. Phelps had Olympian and record-breaking performance.
Oh, he did.
And Adrian, he had best NFL player and best comeback.
Correct.
Oh, and best
you know what?
It's funny.
When you first said it, I was saying Miguel Cabrera, but psychology.
I baited you, baby.
Al talking it out for 15 minutes steered you away.
That's awesome.
All right.
So that's 5 points to me.
I know Cabrera only won baseball player, but I thought maybe he won another.
He was up for a couple, but he only took home baseball player.
Boom,
shakalaka. I still won on that question.
That's lucky. That was a good one. Okay. All right. So now we are going back to the toss-ups. Here we go. Round 5. Toss-up numero cinco. In one of the stranger footnotes to the Ryan Braun biogenesis saga, this gridiron hero made headlines for a bet made on Twitter in the original Ryan Braun PED scandal. After a follower called him delusional for believing Braun hadn't used PEDs, the fellow Wisconsin resident jokingly bet his salary on it. Alex.
That one is Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is correct.
How did you guys not hear about that?
I didn't know that one.
I knew
you knew about it. I didn't know about that. All right.
Mike almost jumped out of his seat.
I was like, come on, I do it right off the bat.
Yeah. What's the score update? What we got?
Right. With that 10 points, it's 45-40, Alex.
Wow. This is tight.
Oh, this is. This
I cannot wait until how, final Jeopardy.
How much was the Cabrera question? How much was that?
That was just a fiver.
Yeah, that was a fiver.
An important five, though.
Oh, very.
Important five. Very. I mean,
the
you're
difference
up five.
Right now.
You're up five. Oh,
man, all right. Let's see if you can add to it, Alex.
SMH, man.
Wow. This bonus category is just potpourri, so you get a little bit of everything.
Potpourri, I like that word.
Couldn't figure out a way to shoehorn all these into one, so I just threw them into the discard pile. All right, number one. Just a few weeks after losing in the Stanley Cup Finals, this young gun was traded from the Boston Bruins to the Dallas Stars. The second pick of the 2010 NHL Draft, he left Boston amid rumors of excessive partying. No word on whether he went out with Johnny Manziel or Justin Bieber. Who is the new Dallas star?
Al's acting like, you know what? I don't know if I know this one. Man, see, Boston Brewer. We're
talking hockey here.
We are talking hockey.
It's not our boy Torrey Crew, because you know Michigan State students don't do any of that.
No, we don't party. We go to class and study all day.
It's true. I know I was studying all day.
Joe Thornton's too old.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
And not at the team anymore, I don't believe. See who else was on there? Goalie? He's still there. I gotta pass it to Al. I don't know.
He passes. Let's see if Al Gretzky can get this done.
Al Gretzky.
Don't you notice that Al takes Gretzky, Jordan, Woods, and I believe. Have I heard Cabrera? No, Cabrera.
I just tried Al Lee with Bruce Lee. It didn't work. Okay. It sounded terrible.
I kind of like that though.
Al Lee?
Because it's almost like Ali.
I'm using it now.
Two of them.
That's true.
There you go. All right, what do you got?
Oh, I just thought of it.
You got it?
Yeah. Good question.
Boston Bruin.
Former Boston Bruin. Now.
I have no idea.
Can I take a quick guess?
Go for it, Mike.
Tim Thomas?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking goalie, but
I think he's on the Sabres or something.
The correct answer is a young gun named Tyler Seguin.
I wouldn't have got that at all.
Traded to the Stars. Wow. Too much partying. They had to have guards outside of his hotel room.
We should play Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
Wow, really? Aaron, I hope you're listening in there. Yeah, okay.
Party All the Time.
All right, so let's go back to the bonuses. I believe it's Alex.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This stats guru recently made headlines when his website, 538.com, was recently announced to be repurposed with backing from ESPN. He rose to fame by accurately predicting both the 2008 and 2012 presidential elections. This East Lansing native previously wrote for Baseball Prospectus and helped usher in the statistical analysis era of Major League Baseball. He most recently wrote for the New York Times before the ESPN announcement this month.
And it's a he?
It is a he.
Huh. This is a journalist?
I guess you could say that.
More like a statistician.
Yeah.
Statistician.
Very big in the analytics world.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing analytical I can think of is the Moneyball movie.
Okay.
With Billy Bean and his assistant.
It's not Brad Pitt.
Or Jonah Hill.
Not Jonah Hill.
It's not Jonah
that
Hill.
That helps. I was going to go with Jonah Hill.
They were busy.
Man.
But it's someone who played Jonah Hill.
Well, no, not at all. Different guy.
Mm-mm.
Probably a bigger name in the analytics world. Ooh. Yes.
I have to pass. I don't know. Do you know what else? I don't know.
I see the face in my head.
What does the face look like?
The face, he's a guy. He's got salt and pepperish hair. He's got glasses on. Because we reported this story as well on Current Sports. And he just got a new show, right? With ESPN, I believe, right? Or am I wrong?
He's going to relaunch his website. As a part of ESPN.
Oh, his website, not a show.
No.
Oh, I don't know this, then. I don't know. Uh-oh. I have no idea.
Okay. Everybody got it wrong. Mike.
His name is Nate Silver.
Nate Silver.
Never would have
guessed
that.
Correct.
That's a very cool name, I must say, though.
Totally.
Nate
predicted 50 out of 50 states correct in the last election.
Wow.
Guy's money. And he's from East Lansing.
Yep.
Wow. So there you go.
Wow.
Local tie. All right.
Where was that story at? How'd you guys hear about this story?
Well, you know. Yeah. Got to do a little research.
We know
this.
People.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Question 3, Alex. Your last chance to get 5 more points here. Got to build on that lead.
That's right.
All right. perhaps a result of the steroid era in baseball, no living players were elected to the 2013 Hall of Fame, which inducts its new members every July. The election process, which requires players to receive votes on 75% of ballots cast, saw zero break the 70% mark. But this player, who famously tallied 3,000 hits over the course of his career, came closest.
I knew it.
Batting .281 over the course of a 20-year career, seven-time All-Star, and played his entire career with one franchise.
Yes.
He received 68% of the vote in his first year on the ballot. Who barely missed seeing his name?
I believe that's Craig Biggio.
Craig Biggio is correct. Very nice.
I knew that one.
5 points.
My dog knew that one. I don't even have a dog.
And played it all with the Baltimore Orioles.
No.
Astros.
No, Texas. No.
Astros.
No, Astros.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Got the colors mixed up.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. We're going back.
That was 5 points.
That was 5 points.
That was 5 points.
50-40.
50-40.
Tight game. Snaps. Down
snizzles.
The stretch.
Yeah. Whew.
All right. Here we go. Toss up number 6. Get ready, guys. Hands at the ready. Here we go. This surefire Hall of Famer stole the show at the 2013 MLB All-Star Game. The right-hander threw one scoreless inning, retiring three straight batters on 16 pitches. Alex?
Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera is correct. The rest of the question, he took the mound and received a standing ovation from both dugouts and the crowd. The Yankee legend... Who is he? Mariano Rivera.
Oh, man.
Is correct. There
My
you go.
My button got stuck.
All right.
This is. I need to. This needs to be investigated right here.
Is there a scandal? Is there a PE
there
scandal?
There might be a scandal here. Breaking out.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna move to the bonus round. Current Ooh. Sports guests.
Ooh. Oh, I can kill
tough,
this.
It's tough for me. I'm not here Monday, Wednesday.
All you right. Skipping on us, this Oma.
Here we go. First question. In one of current sports' more high-profile interviews, athletic director Mark Hollis joined Al in studio to discuss everything from potentially paying players, the football budget, and past and future matchups for the Spartans. In addition to a Nike-themed tournament honoring founder Phil Knight's 80th birthday, Hollis also hinted at a potential matchup he's working hard to make happen, involving the Spartan basketball team and another outdoor game. In what city... And against what team did Hollis hint to as a potential matchup? And I'll give you another clue. It is a European city.
Tough.
Wow. I did the interview. I don't remember that. That's terrible. I did the interview. It's like a real definite detail, though, that you...
Oh, yeah. It's been tossed around before, though.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we already went to Germany, so it's not Germany. See if it's who is that? Man, that's tough. There we go. Make me feel a little bit better. Man. Well, I'm gonna guess. Alright, well, I'm gonna guess the city of that one works.
It well, you know what? It'll give it away.
Okay.
If I give you any more
City
clues.
Of Milan? And I'm going to guess the team. Do I get a half point for the team? Maybe? All right. I'm going to guess the team. I'm going to guess it's going to be Kansas.
Okay. Milan versus Kansas. That is.
Milan versus Kansas. They're not playing Kansas. Milan is not playing Kansas.
That's incorrect. Al.
Okay. Again, the question one more time.
Okay.
To make sure.
In addition to the Nike tournament with Phil Knight's birthday. Hollis also hinted at a potential matchup he's working hard to make happen involving the Spartan basketball team and another outdoor game in what European city and against what team?
European city. I don't know many European cities, I tell you.
You got to get out of the hood, man.
It makes total sense.
I've been stuck there all my life, baby. I don't know. European city you talk about. I mean.
All right.
Take
a stab at it.
Let's take a stab. I'm not going to name a city because I'll sound like an idiot and probably name something in China. I'm going to guess the team. Let's go with Florida.
Okay. You're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd let you down easy. You are wrong.
Thank you.
The matchup, ancient Greece.
Greece.
Athens versus USC. for the Trojans versus
the Spartans.
Oh, he
did say that. He did say that.
There you go. Athens versus
Mark,
USC.
I'm sorry if you're listening. I was listening during an interview. That was just a while ago.
It was a while ago. And I'm hoping it happens because that would be awesome.
That'd be really nice.
Totally awesome. Okay, moving on. Question two. Okay, they get easier. That was the toughie off the bat. This local legend appeared on Current Sports in mid-July. The longtime voice of Pistons basketball and more recently Spartan football, he's frequently teamed up with former Spartan Greg Kelser in the booth. Best known, by me at least, for coining the phrase, count that baby and a foul.
Oh, man. You
he also revealed he was one of the first to refer to Chauncey Billups as Mr. Big Shot.
I was about to throw his head.
You want to hear the funny thing? The funny thing is I wasn't even there the day he came in.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to just know who he is.
Well, exactly. And that's George Blaha.
It is. George Blaha.
He was great.
That's correct.
George was unbelievable. Great.
Rack him.
So there you go. Five for Alex.
I'm getting my butt kicked now.
Okay, here we go. Question three, round six. This is a tight game. We'll check the scores after this one.
Oh, man.
Here we go. This former MSU Hoops player was a member of the 2000 NCAA championship team and played professional basketball overseas for the better part of a decade. In addition to the 2000 title, he was part of the 2001 Final Four run as well, memorably leading the Spartans in an Elite Eight win over Temple. Now based in the East Lansing area, he works for the Federal Credit Union and has a local car wash and detail shop. Appearing on Current Sports in mid-July, who is this former Spartan?
I gotta hit
hoopster?
That place up.
I believe
too.
That is Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is incorrect.
Is it not Dave Johnson?
Al. Please, please.
You said it so confidently.
Please steal it, Al.
I got to sound good when I'm talking. Guys,
if you could have people out there, if you could have seen Alex's face, he said it so confidently.
You got to be confident.
Like Dave Johnson. Come on.
That's
that was
wrong.
Great. Found it.
Sorry.
I know this one. David Thomas.
David Thomas is correct.
Said, it's Dave Johnson.
Oh, my God. That's like the same mistake you made with Chris Johnson.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. That's the exact same thing. Oh, yeah. Well, that was funny. That was really a funny. We need cameras in here.
I'm sorry.
We need cameras in here.
Dave, I'm sorry. I was not here when you came in. And if you're listening, I pulled an Al Martin moment. You know, I pulled an Al Martin moment.
That was classic. That was good stuff.
All right, Mike, give us a quick score update.
Well, thanks to the toss of questions, Alex, he is up by 20 right now.
Wow.
65-45.
Oh, surprise. Man.
All right, now
you know it's coming.
He's rolling.
Far from over. We got one more round. And then we also have the final Jeopardy, maybe a
and
little.
Also, if you let me, I've collected 10 points. I like to divvy out. And
you're
going to
divvy these out.
You can do that?
I have one question based on something he mentioned earlier that I like, because I know this off the top of my head. But we'll get it after this next round.
Okay, let's dive in. Question seven. Here we go. Toss up. Everybody at the ready. In a sad story, this game-breaking running back was released this month after struggling mightily with concussions over his brief career. A standout at Cal, he holds the school record. Oh, Alex.
Oh, that is Javid Best.
Javid Best is correct.
California, man.
And, I knew that. I was trying to wait to hear the things.
I can tell you, he was waiting to see if it was actually talking about the Lions.
Yes, that's exactly what I was doing, because I've been going so early.
And the rest of that question, he set the school record for most yards in a game with 311 and most all-purpose yards in a single season. He was drafted 30th overall in 2010, and his selection prompted his new NFL coach, which now I can say is Jim Schwartz, to say, "Some people watch adult videos on their computer. I go to YouTube and watch Javid Best highlight clips. That's what gets me going."
He said
and
that?
Yep. Yes, he absolutely
did. Wow, that's classic.
Unfortunately,
why isn't that quote got any publicity? That's unbelievable.
I know. His best quote, I think. His injury concerns proved legitimate, unfortunately, and after suffering a concussion in 2011, he has not yet returned to the field, and of course he was released in mid-July.
Him and Ryan Swope are like the new wave of people who are caring more about their health than their careers.
Right.
Reprioritizing their lives.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, I'm getting my butt kicked now. What's
Javid
your score?
Javid Best. That makes it a 30-point game, doesn't
it? Wow.
Yep, 30 points.
Oh, my.
You still got the final question and a quick little lightning round.
And 10 points, I will
and
divvy
Mike's going to divvy out 10
out,
points.
So
I don't
really
know.
Am down by
I don't know how that works, but
we'll see how it works.
Just get it right. If not, they just disappear forever.
All right,
oh,
Alex.
Man.
Pressure's on.
Let's go. Wait, so this is lightning. This is just bonus?
This is bonus.
Mm-hmm.
This is all you. Take your time on these. Okay, in arguably the most surprising story of the first half of the 2013 Major League Baseball season, this slugger belted out 37 homers before the All-Star break, matching Reggie Jackson's AL record. Sound like you got it.
I think I do. I think it's Chris Davis.
You got it. Chris Davis is correct. That's 5 points.
Keep it going, baby. Keep
Nicely
it going.
Nicely done.
Keep running it up.
He's okay. Question two. A year after drawing the ire of the Kansas City crowd, this slugger took flack for selecting non-All-Star Yoenis Cespedes to the AL Home Run Derby squad. He got the last laugh, however, as Cespedes hit 17 homers in the first round on his way to an eventual title. Eliminated in the first round of the Derby, he still had the wherewithal to coach Cespedes to the AL team title while they beat the NL by one combined homer in the first two rounds. Who is it?
He's a Kansas City Royal?
He is not a Kansas City Royal. Oh. He just was booed relentlessly by Kansas City last season.
I know this one.
So
he
competed in the home run
he
derby.
Coached
too.
He did. He did compete. And he was the captain, I guess.
So I'm gonna guess when I think of home run derby cap, I'm gonna say Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano is correct. Very nice. Plus 5 for Alan.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This is not even close.
This is getting ugly.
This is getting ugly.
July. It's just Alex's month.
Oh my God.
I was scared coming into this month. I thought I was not gonna get
it. You're doing pretty well here. Okay, let's go. Last question. This is the last question before the lightning round. Here we go. While everyone remembers the All-Star game as Mariano Rivera's last go-around, there was still a game to be played. The AL squeaked out a 3-0 victory with 10 pitchers combining for the shutout. White Sox pitcher Chris Sale was credited with the win, but what NL pitcher was officially saddled with the loss after giving up a sacrifice fly to Jose Bautista in the fourth inning? Here's a hint.
Yes.
He is a first-time All-Star for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm. Tough one.
Oh, man, it's...
Just a Diamondback pitcher. It's not Edwin Jackson. No way. Not Edwin Jackson. It's, I don't know it. So I'm just going to say Edwin Jackson because I don't know who it is.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Yep. Al. I don't know.
Chance for the steal. He says he doesn't know.
I do not know.
Who was it? The answer is, Mike, do you know?
No, I do not. No,
okay. It is Patrick Corbin.
Oh, would not have gotten that.
Everybody, of course,
I wouldn't have gotten
right?
that. But yeah, once you say it, it's like okay.
No idea. Okay, here we go. Let's check the scores once more. And Mike, throw out your allotted points.
Yes, it's 40 points right now, 85 to 45.
No, maybe are you serious?
Yes, but maybe,
I was so close at one point.
Very quickly, we were talking about the Hall of Fame and how nobody was elected, and Craig Biggio and everything. There was a Detroit Tiger on the list as well.
Where?
On the list, Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. On the Hall of Fame ballot list, he only got 35% of the vote.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Six-time All-Star, four-time.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I think I know
Golden Glove. World Series MVP. Should be a definite Hall of Fame shortstop. Is not.
Wait, what about shortstop?
Are we all allowed to chime in?
He's a shortstop.
Why not?
Are you saying he was a shortstop when he played with
the Tigers?
Yes.
You know, we got to get Aaron, you know this one? No, he's shaking his head. No, I don't know.
Just someone's called out. You get 10 points.
But what if I get it right, who gets the 10 points?
If we yell it out, we get negative 10 points. How about that?
If you get it wrong.
Well, I'm not answering.
Going to be a whole lot of silence here. Nobody's going to go for it.
You know what? Just to make it interesting, I'll guess. You said shortstop.
You're 40.
I'm going to say Alan Trammell.
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. You got it.
As 10 more 90 50 point lead.
Oh my what? Goodness.
Sweeping, baby.
I saw it when
Andy,
you said,
he famously coached, he was manager for the Tigers, coached them through their winter, if I got that reference right, Matt.
I believe you did.
In their 2003 season where they lost 119 games.
This is embarrassing. This
Mike Maroth.
Can we not run this segment?
That's all I remember.
This is terrible.
All right, Al, you're still alive.
I am not.
Barely.
How much? It's 50-point lead?
You're 50 down
point.
50.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
We do have a quick lightning round.
How much are the lightning round questions?
Let's make them 15, because I just I want to keep this thing interesting.
All right.
So 15 points.
Are we at the lightning round right now?
We're at the lightning round.
How many questions are there? How many questions?
There are four lightning round questions.
Four.
So
wow, you can come 15?
Yeah, I'm making it way. Let's do it. Totally feasible.
Let's do it.
Aaron, do we have the lightning round music? We don't.
We don't. Oh man, yeah, I thought we were. All right.
Okay. It's all whatever. Right. Let's go.
We're good. Boom.
Okay. Here we go. Lightning round starts now.
Wait. So for the lightning round, is it the buzz in still?
Just buzz in and then shout it out. And if you get it right, you get it right. If you get it wrong,
is it shout before buzz. You got to buzz first. Is there a wait, Alex? Or is there? How are we doing this?
You got to buzz first, I think. And Matt, just say the lightning round starts now again.
Yeah.
Say the lightning round starts now.
Well, let's get everything set up here first. Yep. Okay. So we'll do. I'll read the question. If you think you know it, buzz in. I'll stop. Hopefully, I'll see whoever buzzes in, and just go for it. Shout it out. If you get it wrong, we'll give the other person a chance. Same rules as, the toss-ups.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Lightning round begins right now. This Heisman Trophy winner and NFL oddball was recently hired by the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio. A player with the Saints, Dolphins, and Ravens, he retired briefly in 2004 amid substance abuse problems before returning to the game a year later. He broke the 10,000-yard mark. Who is it?
Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams is correct. Nicely done,
start.
Alex.
You know, my method was working. When I just go early and just guess, and then I'm not doing it anymore. I'm
missing out.
This is terrible.
All right, lightning round number two. This college basketball star shocked the sports world by passing on the NBA draft. Even though he was slated as a top two pick. He recently stated that although he spurned the draft once, this would be his last year in the college ranks. A workhorse point guard who said he had 1 year left in Stillwater.
I think I know who it is. Hold on. Can you read the question again?
I can't. This is the lightning round. Did you buzz only
it?
Once.
He buzzed it.
I just buzzed. I just meant to talk over the air.
He buzzed. No, he buzzed. He buzzed.
That is a buzz.
That's a buzz. If you turn your mic on, it's a buzz.
That's a buzz.
It's a buzz.
It's not fair. It's a buzz. Oh, my goodness. That is horrible.
Watch him get it right, though. Watch him get it right.
I'm not going to get this right. Oh, man. Point guard? You said point guard?
Yeah, we're kind of stretching the definition of lightning round here.
Four,
with this.
Three.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, know it.
Done.
You're out. Incorrect. No answer is incorrect. It is Marcus Smart.
Oh, Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Hold on, don't I get a chance to...
I
wasn't going to get it. Okay. I'm trying to find anything right now. I'm reaching right now.
Lightning round. Question three. This golfer left the Canadian Open in the third round to go home for the birth of his child. He was leading the tournament at the time. Who left a potential $1 million payday? This happened, I believe, over the weekend.
Yeah. Me, right? Okay. Just had a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone. He left. He had just come off a win.
Left the tournament while in the lead, going into the last day.
Well, hold on, in the lead? He was in the lead.
He's in the lead.
And he left.
He was in the lead.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that just threw me off. Oh, man. What tournament was he lead? What tournament
the
was this?
The Canadian Open.
Oh, my gosh. You know this, Alex?
I don't know. I know.
Oh,
my. Alex, that's a buzz. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. That just threw me off. And he's Canadian, of course.
He is not Canadian. He was just leading the Canadian Open.
Aaron's counting it down.
Aaron is counting it down. You have three.
Say a name.
Two.
Henrik Stenson or something. I don't know.
That is...
That's bad.
It's that wrong.
I know the story. I cannot remember the guy's name. Clip.
Hunter Mahan.
Wow.
The correct answer.
Wow.
Okay. Last question. The last question of the day before we get to the final trivia question. All right. Here we go. This Argentinian big man was recently traded to the Indiana Pacers in exchange for Gerald Green, Miles Plumlee, and a first-round pick. Spending his first five seasons in Houston, this is his third team in 3 years. He is more known for his amazing hair than his play on the
court. That is a Sikh.
That is...
I knew.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That was not right.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh, I know who it is. I know.
No.
Oh.
Al, quick steal.
Oh, no. Oh.
He was great hair. Oh. He's got great hair.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, if you don't get this, Al, I'm going to. I'm
going to
take that purple right off of you.
Is that easy?
That's what I was thinking.
Luis Scola?
Yeah.
Luis Scola. is Boom. Correct.
I said it earlier, yep. too. Do you remember okay. when I said it earlier?
Oh, you're right. We did. Yep.
You
we
did answer Luis Scola earlier.
Oh, I got, what, 5 points? What is that?
That's 15.
That's, yeah, oh, it is 15. So it's 55 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still getting my butt kicked. I'm 55 to 70.
All right, what's the score?
It is 110 to what? 60.
Let's go. Let's go, Mr. Martin.
Where did
Let's
my go. Math go? Yeah, 55 to 70, right?
But,
right?
I yeah. mean, you're still in it.
Yeah, if you risk all your points, you have to.
You have to risk all you your points. Risk
oh, I'm definitely risking. I'm going big or going home, baby.
All right. So, for this final question, I've handed you guys pieces of paper.
I was wondering
and
what
pen.
This was. I was going to write notes on this. I didn't know what it was.
It has the numbers 1 through 5 on it.
All right.
And the reason for that is... Your final question, okay. In the biggest blockbuster deal of the NBA offseason.
Oh, given the NBA questions.
The Boston Celtics traded Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Jason Terry to the Brooklyn Nets for pretty much their entire franchise. I need you to name the five players who the Nets dealt to the Celtics in this trade. You do not have to, don't need the draft picks. Don't care.
Okay.
The five human beings that the Celtics traded, or the Nets rather, traded to the Celtics. Down here,
yeah.
Gentlemen.
Alex said Richard Jefferson, Brooke Lopez, Deron Williams, and
oh, that's totally wrong. I know.
I can tell us who's the first
wrong.
Person.
Eugene Love.
Eugene. Okay.
And sad. Alex, you wagered 15 points.
So he's at 95. Man.
95.
But Al only said Reggie Evans and Brooke Lopez.
I was trying to be realistic here and think of the roster.
Both of whom. Are still wrong. Okay, here we go. Keith Bogans.
Okay, Bogans.
Marshawn Brooks.
I forgot he was on the team.
That's right.
Chris Joseph.
I barely
who nobody him. Knows. I was going to let you slide without that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, don't call me Kardashian. Humphreys.
Yep. Oh, Chris Humphreys.
And
don't call me Kardashian.
Gerald Wallace.
Gerald Wallace. That's the Gerald I was thinking of.
All right, well, Alex pulls this one out in an impressive 95-0 win, but I will be back, all right? I'm not going down without a fight next month. I will be studying each and every day. Oh, boy. Well, the show is coming to a close. Thanks so much for all of you out there who tuned in to Trivia Day. It's always a fun time. And also want to note that breaking news, the USA Today coaches poll has just been released, folks. Top five are Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, Stanford, and Georgia. Michigan's number 17 on that list, and Michigan State does not miss. They missed the cut, guys. They missed the cut. They are not in the top 25 teams in the nation, according to USA Today. I'm sure we will dive into that more tomorrow. A lot also happened in the sporting news that we'll get to tomorrow with Curtis Blackwell being named as MSU's recruiting coordinator also today, and Riley Cooper's racial slur, the new Pro Bowl draft, interesting stuff. But before we leave, special thanks to everyone that contributed to today's episode of Current Sports, Alex Sharg and Matt Lucky, production assistants, intern Mike Corey, engineer Aaron Young, Peter Worf, our station manager here at WKAR. Thanks to all of you who tuned in to Trivia Day. You listen to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. Be easy, people.